This is Scopos. Listen as Brett Larson takes theological topics and biblical truths and applies them to our daily lives.
A Christianity Today article covers the recent accusations by a liberal reporter from Politico regarding Jerry Falwell Jr. and Liberty University. These accusations have very little to no evidence. They are based on previous employees who are anonymous and a few, like two, private emails over the past 10 years where Falwell could have used more tactful language. Such allegations have been aggressively refuted by Liberty University and Falwell in a 20-something page response, video interviews, and other media tools. The response and Falwell's other explanations are factual, backed by audits, and supported by the university's Board of Trustees. Falwell is now, rightly so, pursuing a defamation suit on behalf of Liberty University. The attacks are no doubt sourced by a leftist hit piece due to Falwell's conservative Christian values in support of Donald Trump, along with Franklin Graham, Gray Laurie, Robert Jeffress, Jim Dobson, Jack Graham, and a host of other strong evangelicals. What amazes me about the Christianity Today article is how it infers that Jerry Falwell Jr. is somehow unqualified as a leader because of the biblical mandate to stay above reproach. Further, it takes baseless accusations as somehow valid information to consider Falwell unfit to lead a Christian organization, regardless of their truth. So, by this logic, any Christian leader accused of anything is unfit. But wait, didn't Paul fight against that very same thing, false accusations? Such jumps to conclusions by Christians is a misrepresentation of a biblical value in order to fit a preferred narrative. Or perhaps Christianity Today just doesn't like that Falwell can see past the faults of President Trump to the point where he is the president's friend, prays for him, and even influences policy that affects Christian issues of importance. Or that Falwell understands the importance of the courts and what Trump has done to correct the radical leftist judicial swings of the past decade. Whether one likes Trump or not, whether one likes Falwell or not, that's not the issue. The issue is the character assassinations that progressive evangelicals are so quick to jump on board with and partner with the left on because they don't like another Christian's political engagement. Jerry Falwell Jr. is a university president of a quickly growing and evolving elite university. He is a lawyer and businessman by trade. Liberty is more than a seminary. It is a private, conservative, politically active Christian university. If some don't like that, then fine. They should just move on to whatever their preference is. But this virtue signaling culture has no place in Christian circles. I, for one, am a proud Liberty University graduate with 3 degrees. My brother and sister went there. My 2 nieces go there, and I just celebrated homecoming at the school with dozens of people whom I love. The school is unlike anywhere on the planet. The spirit on campus is incredible. They are as committed to Christ as ever, and they do all things with excellence. The university is leading in many educational fields and is nationally recognized for its strong academics and sports. I happen to know firsthand that Falwell Jr. embraces mentorship from his father's friends and longtime university stakeholders. Liberty is likely the largest evangelical institution anywhere. It's going to get attacked, but my goodness, it shouldn't be from other Christians based on hearsay. This Christian piranha destroy any big name leader who we don't like has to stop. We can do better. And friends, don't just believe everything you read or hear in this hyper-liberal media culture, especially when friends and respected people refute the lies. A good rule of thumb is to test everything. Be patient. Give the benefit of the doubt. And when wannabe media gluttons try to make a name by virtue signaling great leaders and institutions, don't believe it.
Thanks for listening to Scopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Scopos online at WDCXradio.com.